Zuckerberg paid $20 billion for WhatsApp because every message, call, video, picture, everything that goes through there, they say, well, it's end-to-end encrypted. It's end-to-end until it passes through their server where it's sliced and diced and analyzed and used to push advertising to that customer. If you're not paying for something, you're not the customer, you are the product.
So why isn't he like the creepiest person in world history?
Because they're able, as big tech, to shape that message. That's the frightening thing about the power of big tech and their ability to influence what you watch, what you think about candidates. The average kid in America, by the time they reach the age of 13, has had 72 million data points collected on them. That much collection allows digital grooming by big tech to share and to shape your preferences, how you interact.
What happens to all this data?
That's collected and held and disseminated by big tech to facilitate advertising. Where you go, what you buy, who you call, what you browse, everything about you. Any federal agent, for any reason, can compel any company that holds any of that personal data to turn it over.